بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Continuing with the hadith, we began the discussion yesterday. Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, after receiving permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to join him whilst Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam was relaxing on the edge of the well, the name of which is Aris, he had received glad tidings from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam of Jannat. Continuing with the hadith, the narrator is Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. فَدَخَلَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ فَجَلَسَ عَنْ يَمِينِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَعَهُ فِي الْقُفِّ وَدَلَّ رِجْلَيْهِ فِي الْبِئْرِ كَمَا صَنَعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَكَشَفَ عَنْ سَاقَيْهِ ثُمَّ رَجَعْتُ وَجَلَسْتُ. Just to recap, as we were mentioning, the mizaj and temperament of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that his humility was such that he made himself approachable at all times. If we have to picture this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is relaxing, sitting on the edge of the well. The feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in fact, is mentioned in the hadith, the calves of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam were exposed. As I mentioned, this is synonymous with the extreme heat that was found in Medina Munawwara or in the desert climate. In order to get some sort of coolness, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had his feet suspended in the well. Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, seeing this, it's important to note the attitude and the reaction of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He could have opted to not imitate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his demeanor and manner. In other words, out of respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala could have opted to maybe continue standing, or obviously to keep his feet covered. But we learn an important lesson from the akhlaq and character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that there was very, very little formality. Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala felt free to also expose his feet and to sit next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is what is mentioned in the riwayat. Abu Bakr entered and he sat on the right hand side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, perched on the edge of the well. It's also mentioned in the riwayat, dalla rijlayhi fil bir, he also hung his legs in the well as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was doing, and he exposed his shanks, in other words, the calves of his feet, he also exposed it, sitting next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One very important sunnah: when we join somebody, you're going to sit next to somebody who's entering a majlis, you have a choice. You can either sit on the left-hand side of the person or sit on the right-hand side of the person. It's mentioned clearly in the riwayat, فَجَلَسَ عَنْ يَمِينِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sat on the right-hand side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This tayamun, or right-hand side, we find that this is an overriding principle in sunnah, that anything good that you do, do with the right hand. For example, if you want to lift something, lift it with the right hand. When you eat, eat with the right hand. Likewise, when you're joining a majlis or gathering and there is space on the left hand side or on the right hand side, mizaj and temperament of sunnah is always to opt first for the right hand side. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in keeping with this, he sat on the right hand side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I went back to the door of the well and I sat there. وَقَدْ تَرَكْتُ أَخِي حَتَّى يَتَوَضَّعَ وَيَلْحَقُنِي فَقُلْتُ إِي يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِفُلَانٍ يَعْنِي يُرِيدُ أَخَاهُ خَيْرًا يَأْتِ بِهِ فَإِذَا إِنسَانٌ يُحَرِّكُ الْبَابِ. The narrator of the hadith, Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala, having witnessed all this, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only gave permission to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to come, but yubashiruka bil jannah. He told Abu Musa Ash'ari that give him glad tidings of Jannah. So this entered the mind or the heart of Abu Musa Ash'ari that the next person that comes, the same thing is going to happen. In other words, the next person that comes, who's going to seek permission to enter in the gathering of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to give him permission. And like with the first person, he said, give him glad tidings of Jannah. Abu Musa Ash'ari felt that there's a very strong chance that the next person is also going to get the glad tidings of Jannah. So he says, I thought in my heart that I had just left my brother performing wudu, and he was intending to join me. So he said, I thought in my heart that if Allah Ta'ala wills good for someone, in other words, referring to his brother, then Allah Ta'ala will make it such that the next person that enters the well is my brother. If you look at this chain of events, before Abu Musa Ash'ari left to join Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, perhaps there was a conversation between himself and his brother. His brother was Amir, or the kunyat is Abu Burda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So they had had a mild exchange that, you know what, you carry on, I'm going to join you just now. So in the back of his mind is that very shortly my brother is going to come and join me. So if Allah has wished some good for my brother, then hopefully, in fact he's making dua in his heart that let the next person be my brother, because there's a very good chance that he will get the glad tidings of Jannah from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِذَا إِنسَانٌ يُحَرِّكُ الْبَابِ. So he says, all of a sudden there was somebody else that was knocking at the door. فَقُلْتُ مَنْ هَذَا. I asked the person, who are you? فَقَالَ عُمَرُ بْنُ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ. So the person responded and said that it is Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. فَقُلْتُ عَلَى رِسْلِكْ. I said to him that wait. ثُمَّ جِئْتُ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I went back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَسَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ. And I made salam to him. Very important sunnah we learned from this. The gap from where Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu was standing, in other words, the entrance to the area of the well, and where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting, was not a long distance. A short distance. He had just had an interaction with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had come to him, made salam, said that Abu Bakr is at the entrance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give him permission, give him glad tidings of Jannah. He went, he called Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now again somebody else came. He came back to ask permission on behalf of that person. Can so and so come? He makes salam again. So from this we learn the importance of the sunnah of salam. You make salam with somebody, comes in the riwayat, even if a tree comes between you, and then again you see that person, again make salam. Because each time you are getting not only the sawab and reward of practicing upon sunnah, but with that even the words of salam. Salam is dua, and there is great meaning in salam. And we learn from hadith that by constantly making salam with one another, Allah Ta'ala brings about muhabbat and love in the hearts of people. So it is very, very important to bring alive the sunnah. So in any case, he made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, وَقُلْتُ هَذَا عُمَر هَذَا عُمَر يَسْتَأْذِن. That, O Nabi of Allah, Umar is seeking permission. فَقَالَ إِذَن لَهُ وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ. فَجِئْتُ عُمَر فَقُلْتُ أَذِنَا وَيُبَشِّرُكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِالْجَنَّةِ. فَدَخَلَ فَجَلَسَ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي الْقُفْعِ عَنْ يَسَارِهِ وَدَلَّ رِجْلَيْهِ فِي الْبِئْرِ ثُمَّ رَجَعْتُ فَجَلَسْتُ. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give permission to Umar. And just as Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu was expecting the next person, like the first person, will get the glad tidings of Jannah, same thing happened for Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give him permission and give him glad tidings of Jannah. So he says, I went to Umar and I said to him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given you permission and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving you glad tidings of Jannah. So Umar entered, He sat with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, perched on the edge of the well. He also hung his feet in the well. He also exposed his feet exactly as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. Only difference, obviously, Abu Bakr had sat on the right hand side. So now there was no more space on the right hand side. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala sat on the left hand side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu says, I returned back to the entrance and I sat there. Fakultu, إي يريد الله بفلان خيرا يعني أخاه يأتي به فجاء إنسان فحرك الباب. Two times, two people had come, both people in the world received the glad tidings of Jannat from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now the desire or the hope or the expectation that it will be his brother increases significantly, because more time has elapsed and he was expecting his brother to join him. So again in his heart, Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu is making dua to Allah that I wish the next person will be my brother. So this dua he mentions that, Ya Allah, I wished it was my brother. Now another person came, فحرك الباب, and knocked at the door. فقلت من هذا, I said, who is it? فقال عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه. فقلت على رسلك وجئت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبرته فقال إذن له وبشره بالجنة مع بلوى تصيبه. This time it was Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he says, I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I said, O Nabi of Allah, it is Uthman bin Affan. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give him permission to enter and give him glad tidings of Jannat, however, with a calamity that will afflict him. Bashirhu bil Jannah ma'a balwa tusibuhu. Allah is going to give Uthman Jannat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives glad tidings, but with that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes a prophecy. In other words, before Uthman passes away, there will be a calamity that will befall him. What is this calamity? Obviously, historically, we learn it is the fitna that occurred prior to the demise of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where, in fact, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made shaheed. He was martyred at the hands of a group of people who had fallen under the fitna of the baseless propaganda that was introduced by the Jew Abdullah bin Sabah. Abdullah bin Sabah, there's a lot of history involved in it. In the time, obviously, we're not going to go into the details of it now. He spread a lot of malicious propaganda against Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Some of the Muslims also got affected by that propaganda. Nevertheless, eventually it led to the shahadat of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So prophesying that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there will be a calamity prior to the demise of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But Uthman is still a jannati. So faji'tu faqultu, he says, I went to him and I informed him, udkhul, you may enter, wa yubashiruka Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bil janna ma'a balwa tusibuka. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving you glad tidings of jannat, however there will be a calamity that will befall you prior to that. فَدَخَلَ, he entered, فَوَجَدَ الْقُفْ قَدْ مُلِئَ. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, now when he entered, understand, Abu Bakr is on the right hand side, Umar is on the left hand side. There's no more gap on this side where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting, in other words, perched on the edge of the well. So what Uthman radiallahu ta'ala does when he finds that it is now full and there is no space next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَجَلَسَ وُجَاهُمْ مِنْ شِقِّ الْآخَرِ. So he sits opposite them on the other side of the well, facing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Very, very interestingly, Sa'id bin Musayyib rahimahullah, who is one of the very, very famous tabi'een, the generation after the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he commentating on this hadith says, فَأَوَّلْتُهَا قُبُورَهُمْ. I made ta'bir, or I interpreted this positioning of sitting to be the graves of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Now if you look, Today, Masjid al-Nabawi, right hand side Abu Bakr, left hand side Umar, and on the opposite side in Baqi is Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this entire incident played out in exactly that manner. That first Abu Bakr sat on the right hand side, Sa'id bin Musayyib said that in this also was a miracle of Rasulullah SAW, so even in this positioning, that he was foretelling the position of their graves, that Abu Bakr will be buried on my right side, Umar will be buried on my left side, and Usman on the opposite side. So exactly like that, it occurred. There's more detail. In a lot of time, inshallah, we'll continue. SubhanAllah.